I'm Martha Barnett. Years ago, I covered a story for a sports magazine about Tori Merton, a woman trying to row a 23-foot boat across the ocean. She set out from the Canary Islands with 4 months' provisions and little else. No motor, no sail, no support vessel traveling with her. And after 81 days and 2,962 lonely miles at sea, she reached her goal, becoming the first woman ever to row a boat across the Atlantic. But for Merton, the challenge of rowing an ocean was nothing compared to the struggle of trying to explain why she'd done it in the first place. Why endure crushing boredom, blazing heat, chilling rain, blisters, and backaches day after day? All to row a little boat from one continent to the next. Recently, I thought of Merton while I was reading a book about, of all things, dictionaries. It's by Ammon Shea, and it's called Reading the OED, One Man, One Year, 21,730 Pages. Well, you see where I'm going with this. When it comes to dictionaries, Shea is an extreme adventurer. And this book chronicles his quirky quest to scale the Mount Everest of lexicography, the great Oxford English Dictionary. Shea is besotted with words, so much so that he quit his job as a furniture mover in New York and spent an entire year reading the OED. He did so, he writes, in order to find out what words there are for things in the world that I had always thought unnamed. And find them he did, words like petrichor, that's P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. It means the pleasant smell of rain on the ground, especially after a dry spell. Well, you knew there should be a word for that, right? Or how about apricity? Apricity is the warmth of the sun in winter. And then there's balter, to dance clumsily. Now that's handy. Trudging through page after page, he endures headaches, eye strain, and a growing ghastly pallor from long days reading in a library basement. Fortunately, his girlfriend is a former lexicographer for Merriam-Webster and, one assumes, an extraordinarily patient person. Shea's long march from A to Z is often exhilarating for him and sometimes numbing. His heart sinks upon realizing that the section of words starting with the prefix un, as in unabandoned, goes on for 451 pages. He writes, "By the time I've read 100 pages, I am near catatonic, bored out of my mind, and so listless, I can't remember why I wanted to read any of this in the first place." But pressing on past the letter U, he's rewarded with gems like velleity, which means a mere wish or desire for something without accompanying action or effort, and zoalus, that is, an envious critic. As for the question why, Shea has a ready answer. He writes that he read the whole dictionary cover to cover because, quite simply, it was the most engrossing and enjoyable book I've ever read. It's also why, after finishing the last page of the OED, he writes, he happily went back to the letter A and started over. And I thought I was a big word nerd. The book is Reading the OED by Ammon Shea. Find out more about it and see all those odd words I mentioned at our website. That's waywardradio.org. And now I have to get back to some dictionary diving myself.